On this week's edition of Tourism Roundup, we provide an update on the Tourism Ministry's initiative to register and certify local entertainment practitioners. And in our No Jamaica feature, we visit one of Jamaica's many heritage sites. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Almost 400 local entertainment practitioners have so far signed on to the Entertainment Registry. The National Registry of Entertainment Practitioners, established in July 2014 as an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, forms part of efforts to regulate and boost the local entertainment industry.
I'm encouraged by the fact that the registry is now over 300 persons, going to 400 persons.
Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. Mr. Crawford is encouraging more persons to sign onto the registry, pointing out that, among other things, it makes local artists more accessible to promoters of entertainment events and other industry officials.
The persons who are artists, we'd encourage them to get registered, and that way we can find more than those who are known to the public. So the unfortunate thing is, if I should say I want all gospel artists, I don't have a list of all gospel artists. If they're on the registry, for example, we have an audition, we've always had a public call, and if we had these persons on the registry, we would have been able to send out an email to all persons who are in the area that we are looking for.
Mr. Crawford says the registry provides a central portal for listing Jamaican entertainment services and companies. Among the advantages of the registry are: it legitimizes the entertainment industry for greater economic benefit, facilitates efficiency and transparency within the entertainment industry, and provides for the free movement of creative skills internationally and across the region.
The registry is an attempt to better coordinate and organize the entertainment industry so that it can actually be reviewed and operated as a business. We don't know how many persons qualify for tools of trade because we don't know who an artist is and who an entertainment practitioner is.
So why should you, as an entertainer, sign on to the registry? Well, for one, it offers ease of applying for work permits and visas for overseas engagements. Secondly, the registry enables registered artists and other creative persons to take advantage of tax incentives.
It's also extremely important for allowing for tools of trade for artists to benefit from tax waivers on certain different things that assist with them buying their trade.
Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. So how do you sign on to the registry? The first step is to download a registration form from the ministry's website at mot.gov.jm. Once this has been completed, it is then submitted by email to the ministry at entertainment@mot.gov.jm. The applicant is then provided with a unique registration number and is added to the registry. The process is free of cost. And for those without internet access, you may visit the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's main offices in New Kingston, where you will be provided with a registration form. And now for our No Jamaica feature. The Portland Point Lighthouse is one of Jamaica's many national heritage sites. It has the highest tower on the island, standing at a height of 145 feet. This light is located at latitude 17.74 degrees north and 77.16 degrees west on the summit of the Portland Ridge near the southernmost point of the island. The tower flashes a white light every 15 seconds. Let brotherhood unite us. And that's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.